Last week was National Volunteer Week. In a 2018 report, an estimated 24 million age 15-plus Canadians contributed 200-plus hours to volunteering. Last year, Michael McKenzie, with the Rotary Club of the Sunshine Coast, told me that there are 450 nonprofits on the coast. They take care of people and the environment through programs and services in sports and fitness, nutrition and healthcare, environmental and wildlife awareness, and more. At the Rotary Club's volunteer fair on April 22, the Half Moon Bay Community Association, the Half Moon Bay Environmental Society, HBES, and about 40 other nonprofits came together for a day of sharing information with each other and potential future volunteers. I chatted with Half Moon Bay resident and friend Jackie Schock at the Sunshine Coast Elder College booth. Jackie also volunteers for Sunshine Coast Hospice. Read about their fundraising hike below. Mary Beth Netchell was there as president of the HBES and an Elder College volunteer. Jackie Jones Cox, friend and HBCA volunteer, greeted visitors of the Sunshine Coast Healthcare Auxiliary booth. I was happy to reconnect with Heather Fowler, with the St. John's Ambulance Pet Therapy Program. She has ideas on expanding pet therapy, perhaps we'll be seeing a new initiative. Haida Bolton, Nature with Haida, represented Better at Home, a program of the Sunshine Coast Community Services Society. If you haven't bathed in a forest with Haida, you don't know what you're missing. I took her 8-hour workshop last year, an amazing life experience. I previously mentioned the HBCA's April 22 cleanup event. Trail Elves and 36 volunteers braved the elements for 2.5 hours, clearing spring growth from the trails, making them ready for all who wish to take in the beautiful scenery in our forests. May is Hike for Hospice Month. For the fourth year, a group of women called Half Moon Bay Hikers is raising money for this vital cause. They will dedicate their May hikes to Sunshine Coast Hospice and invite support by donation. Last year, they raised over $5,400 and hope to beat that number this year. To donate, learn more, or create your own team, visit www.coasthospice.com. What is it about volunteering that prompts us to say, "I'll do it"? According to Western Connecticut State University, basically, it comes down to, it feels good to do good. Read more at wcsu.edu/community-engagement/benefits-of-volunteering. The Dalai Lama says, love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries. Without them, humanity cannot survive. Many thought leaders promote service to others as our greatest act of compassion. So, readers, I encourage you volunteer. Reach out to one of the organizations mentioned above, or any of the others on the Sunshine Coast. If you have a community event or story you would like to share, please send an email to mcmahonlinda8138@gmail.com.